Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking some baseball. Excellent article on ESPN.com today, written by David Schoenfield, talking about baseball free agents. And Mr. Schoenfield joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And, of course, when you're talking baseball free agents, David, certain name comes to mind here in San Diego, that being Manny Machado. And you kind of went through and rated the performance so far of the free agents. Why don't you start off and tell us all what you think and thought about Manny Machado signing maybe at the beginning and kind of where you think it's gone so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's too early. These are not final grades. It's kind of like the first quarter of your school year, right? You know, but the foundation has been set. Yeah, he's been solid so far. You know, had a little bit of a rough start there in April. I don't know what the perception there was, if he was just maybe trying a little too hard to hit a home run every at bat. I don't know how much the home park maybe is taken away from some of his power, but we've seen the defense. We've seen the positional flexibility. I think there's more good stuff to come here. So I gave it a solid B so far. Much better, I think, than what we've seen from Bryce Harper so far in Philadelphia.
David, explain a little bit. In the article, you talk a little bit about the park effects for as it pertains to Manny Machado. Explain that a little bit.
Well, Machado, obviously Camden Yards is a great home run park. It's not a great park for batting average because the power alleys are so small there, but Machado thrived there. Let me check his numbers here. During his career in Baltimore, .568 slugging, .304 average. His career on the road, .283, .495 slugging. So, you know, we're talking about 100 points in OPS that he gained from Camden Yards. Petco so far, .250, .380 slugging. Very small sample size. Can't read too much into that. But so there was concern, you know, is he a 35 homer guy outside of Camden Yards, or is he more a 25 to 30? You know, time will tell, but right. I'm not quite sure he's that 35 homer guy in Petco.
Yeah, it's hard to be a 35 home run guy in Petco, let's be honest about it. David Schoenfield is with us from ESPN. You know, to us, David, watching Manny Machado play on a daily basis, the hitting has hardly even entered into it, and I think that's because he hasn't really gone on any kind of big tear. But it's the defense that has just blown all of us away. We heard how good he was, but now that we see it every day, we still can't believe it. And I also think that he's had an unbelievable effect just on the on just kind of the attitude of this entire baseball team. It's like when the Padres signed Manny Machado, everybody grew a half an inch. Do you know what I'm saying? It was like he gave them a little credibility. The rest of the players all feel a little better about themselves. So I think is there something to that part of the free agent signing that needs to be kind of factored in when you rate Manny Machado?
Yeah, no, I can see that. And I know they were hoping for kind of the same effect last year with Eric Cosmer. But, you know, let's be honest here. Manny Machado is a superstar. Eric Cosmer is a nice player. It's a lot different bringing in a guy like Manny Machado, because you are telling your team, we're ready. We're ready to win now. We've paid a huge sum to get this guy. I think there is something to that. I know there was a comparison made when the Washington Nationals years ago signed Jason Worth, who'd been a great player with Philadelphia, and people thought he was overpaid. But there's a message there. We're bringing this guy in because we're ready to win. So there is some added value beyond just the numbers in signing a guy like Manny Machado.
You know, going through some of the lists that you have for the free agents that signed, one of the more interesting one that pops up is Josh Donaldson. It's seemingly has been relatively quiet on the Braves front, yet you gave him a B. Talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, you know, he's a good defensive player. He's .380 on base. He's drawn his walks. You know, the batting average, the power. I'm not sure we're ever going to see that peak Josh Donaldson again.
Right.
You know, he's 33. He's had some injuries. You know, it was interesting that he bet on himself just taking that one-year deal, you know, because he was injured most of last year, and then hoping, I think, to head into the next offseason and get a multi-year deal. You know, he's been good, but he's not the MVP caliber player anymore. So I don't know if he's going to ever get that big $100 million deal maybe that he was, you know, hoping for one time.
David Schoenfield on the SDCCU fan hotline from ESPN.com. Excellent article. You can check it out online about all of baseball's free agents. What team right now would you say, David, and what player would be the happiest with their new union a third of the way into the season? Which team is happiest? Which players produced the best?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. If I'm Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, I'm pretty happy with $300 million.
Right, yeah.
Coming into my bank account.
I guess that goes without saying, yeah.
You know, I think Andrew McCutchen, maybe the Phillies signed him, you know, when he was with the Pirates. He never got over the top, you know, so he goes to a good team, first place. He has a chance maybe to go to the World Series for the first time. And he, you know, got $50 million, which, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at either. So I got to think McCutchen playing in a baseball-mad city there in Philly, he's probably pretty happy with that situation.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I just wanted to ask you real quick, I mean, on the Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell thing, where do you come down on that? I mean, you can't do an article on free agency, I don't think, without wondering why these guys are still free agents.
Yeah, I didn't mention them. I mean, at this point, you know, the draft is coming up next week, so, you know, nobody's going to sign them until next week at the earliest once that draft pick compensation washes away. Yeah, I'm still shocked that nothing happened here. Kimbrel, I get a little. He struggled so much in October. I think he lost a lot of perceived value among the teams, maybe not in his mind. Keuchel's a guy I never understood. I mean, who doesn't want Dallas Keuchel on your team?
Right.
This guy's a warrior. He's a gamer. He's going to go out there and give you 6-7 innings every night. Yeah, I know he doesn't throw 100. Well, the guy wins. So I think this guy, once he signs, is going to be a huge addition to whatever team gets him.
Yeah, well, we've been rooting for him in San Diego, but
it's a great fit there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell the Padres we're we're trying to pass along the message. And
don't you think he would make with all those lefties in that rotation, bringing in a veteran lefty, like
another
that,
lefty? That's all the Padres need, right?
A better lefty.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, David, thanks for the time. Appreciate you joining us. Good stuff on the article. Look forward to catching up with you maybe a little later on to kind of see where things stand at that point.
All right, guys. Sounds good.
Yep, everything's great. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Schoenfield from ESPN there on the SDCCU hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll. You can do it daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.